Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I call it the Hour of Sanity. I hope you're enjoying your time with us, and Xander Gibb joins us after the first break. I know you love Xander. We're going to talk about, we got all kinds of crazy stuff coming up on the Xander segments. We're going to talk a little bit about Brexit, where it's at. You pretty much flush it at this point. It's useless. I mean, seriously, it's been, he just told me today, and I wasn't aware of this, that Boris is not or was not a Brexit advocate. Nigel Farage is the one that should be pushing this. He's the one that should be trying to push this out there and make it happen. And then we're going to talk about a really weird one. Actually, I shouldn't give any of these away. You're just going to have to wait till he comes on. Because you need to start smacking your head around yourself just like I did. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nancy Pelosi is a very conflicted woman. Now, you'll hear me say this, and I've said it a million times. She is, you have got to stop believing her to be stupid. There's many of you who make fun of her, but I got to tell you something. And it doesn't matter whether she's well-respected or not well-respected or what have you. The bottom line with it is she's not a stupid woman. She knows how the game is played. I mean, those nut jobs over there, what's her name, AOC and the rest of them, you know, they got her running crazy. I get it. And they didn't have any one of us running nuts, too. But don't count her out. However, when she does stuff like this, it's kind of like you feel bad for her. You go, Nancy, come on, just go back in the hole, relax, take a deep breath. Take a listen.
Unless you have bipartisan consensus. Impeachment is a divisive issue in the country.
Impeachment is a very serious matter. It is, if it happens, it has to be a bipartisan initiative.
You know, October 31st, right, the only bipartisan vote was against impeachment. So she gets a bipartisan vote against it and a total partisan vote for it. That's kind of confusing, don't you think?
We have a Speaker of the House who said that impeachment would drive the country apart, and it'd have to be bipartisan. The vote today was bipartisan, not to move forward.
Go figure that one out. Right? I mean, seriously. So she said it has to be bipartisan to move forward. There's a bipartisan vote not to move forward. And what does she do? She moves forward. So, yes, I know I told you a minute ago that she was a smart woman. She is a smart woman. She knows how to play the political game. You have to, you know, you have to go long term. Look at what she's done over the long term. And you'll see what I'm talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see where I can find this. So, in the last segment, we were talking about God, religion, a few other things along those lines, and how to be faithful. You know, I mean, there's no reason why you should give it up. And the woman, this woman that went crazy and killed her, you know, committed some murders, CNN focused on the fact that she went to church. Is that the road we're going to go down now? They titled their story, Jolly Joseph, Mom, Churchgoer, Chatty Neighbor, is a Serial Killer. Right? I mean, have you ever heard, when we've had these attacks, have you ever heard CNN put up a story? Jolly Joseph, Mom, Muslim, and Chatty Neighbor. Of course not. They won't do it. What's the difference? Why won't they? Her mother-in-law apparently died from mysterious illness. At least three of her close relatives suffered fatal heart attacks. And her two-year-old niece choked to death on a piece of food. In October, the police presented a different theory. There was no mention of curses. Instead, they alleged that Joseph had poisoned each one of them, one by one. And then they covered up her crimes with lies that have only now started to unravel. Her name is Joyama. People call her Jolly for short, right? She lives in a pink three-story house, small town of about 12,000 people. The 47-year-old mother, too, seemed every bit the upstanding citizen neighbor and said that every day she left home, telling people she was going to her job as a professor at the prestigious National Institute. She wore a neat, I don't even know what this is, sorry, she's Indian. Yeah, no, Indian, not American Indian, you know, Indian, and in her spare time regularly went to church and helped her neighbors when they were sick. So, you know, again, I'm just having some fun with this. Yeah, it's a dark thing, but isn't it interesting, right, that they only can talk about this, and they have to throw in the religious portion of it. They have to throw in that part of it that doesn't peg her. They would never do this to a Muslim, pretty much what I'm saying. I don't even think they would do this to an atheist or that type of person. Anyway, and this is CNN throwing this out there. And they do this on a regular basis. They do these kind of stories on a regular basis. Where somehow your faith makes you do bad things. Your faith has made you do terrible things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Andy Gibb joins us after the break. Look it. Go up to the website. All right? Go up. Give me your email address. Give us a sign up for the text messaging. Either or. You want to be noticed at the show starting. Text message. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS 77222. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. You're going to miss Dander. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time you're spending with us, that you've taken the time to join us tonight. That's a big deal. I realize you take a time out of your day to be with us, and I very, very, very much appreciate that. Okay, so the Xander Gibb, there's no introduction for the man. He doesn't need one. Okay, my favorite part of the week, or favorite portion of the week, anyhow. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We kind of wrap up the crazy stuff from the week and get us ready for the weekend. Xander, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Joe. There's so much to choose from when it comes to craziness in this world, isn't there?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I was looking for stories for something yesterday, and I came across a few that I wanted to do on the show last night, but then decided I will have so much fun with you. Doing some of these stories, but before we jump into everything, is Brexit still happening?
Wow.
You like that?
Well, you know, I'm tongue-tied now with it because it's just gotten so ridiculous. So it looks like they're applying for another extension till January 31st, which will mean that the EU will literally get another $1 billion for the UK still being in, because it was a twofold reason, and I want to tell you very briefly. The deal that Boris Johnson put together was terrible, and it was like the same deal that Theresa May put forward with a few crossings out and, you know, a couple of additions, you know, two extra jars of jam for the EU kind of thing. But the left is doing everything it can with this Marxist that's in charge, this Jeremy Corbyn, who's the leader of the left. He does not want it to happen because clearly, as some are alleging, you know, he's getting some kind of benefit from it not going through. So it's,
yeah,
you know, 2088 is my estimation when Brexit will have completed. But in the meantime, in the United Kingdom, we are fed up with the word. We need a new word for Brexit. We really do.
Yeah. You know what? I feel bad because I look at this, and this is a perfect example of how government doesn't give a sweet crud as to what the people want, because it's been voted in. They've let people, you know, and some of those people over there, when I'm reading the articles, they say, well, that's because people didn't know what they were voting for. You mean they didn't know they were voting for the country to have the right to govern themselves? Are you telling me the English are that stupid? Are you serious? I'm not buying that for a second.
No. No, what I think it is I think the governance in this country thinks that the people of the United Kingdom are that stupid, because it's kind of like, you know, and I'm not a violent person, but that you know, there's going to be a civil war, like both sides of the pond, if the left carries on the way that they are in both of our countries. You know, in America, they're trying to destroy, you know, the Trump administration, and over here, they're trying to destroy the United Kingdom and turn both sides of the pond into a socialist country. And we're not going to stand for that. You know, look at all the examples of where socialism hasn't worked. Why would you want to repeat that experiment again?
I agree with you. But, you know, here's what I don't understand. I'm reading, as you're talking, too, part of what I'm reading is how bad they're beating up on Boris Johnson. And now they're saying, in a speech he gave the other day, he actually made the case for staying in the EU by accident. You know, the longer this thing hangs, the worse it's going to get, and the left is going to do what they always do. Every little word, they're going to rip apart everything that you say to use it against you. Just crazy. Totally crazy.
Absolutely. And in fairness, Boris Johnson was a Remainer. He never wanted us to leave Europe, and I don't think that you should put somebody in charge of overseeing that who doesn't want it to happen. You know, this has been the problem today. The person who should be overseeing Brexit is Nigel Farage, because Nigel Farage actually wants the UK to leave, but it's going to cost the Conservatives bigly, to steal a word from the Donald, because people are going to vote for the Brexit Party, which is Nigel Farage's party, which means that the Conservatives might not get the seat of power, and they will have what's called a hung parliament, which means not that they should hang them all. I mean, maybe they should, but it means that two parties will be ruling.
The same problem they're having in Israel right now. You know, they can't pull it together, right? So.
This is just
nuts. Okay. Let's see.
But if it's about the will of the people, just take notice of what the people are saying and act upon it. Because I know that's too simple, Joe. I know. But it's time they did it.
Crazy. This is stupid stuff. This is not that. Here, let's do another really crazy story. And I don't think I sent you this one, but this is an easy one. In Colorado, the weed smoking state, Colorado State University student government leader, they threw him out of the club, if you would, and it's because they didn't like the Justin Trudeau costume that he wore for Halloween. The little caveat here, though, is He wore the Justin Trudeau costume in blackface. Okay?
Right.
Right. So your first thought, don't say anything yet, because your first thought is, oh, my God, how could he do that? How stupid can these kids be? The only problem is he's black. So they threw him out. They threw a black guy out for making fun of Justin Trudeau for wearing blackface. I mean,
what? Run that by me again? They threw a black guy out for wearing blackface for making fun of Justin Trudeau.
Basically,
sounds like liberalism to me.
Yeah, I mean, just think of the irony of that. They crucify people for wearing blackface, right? Because it's a negative thing towards black people. And here a black guy is making fun of Justin Trudeau, right? But calling out the irony behind all this. And he's a black guy, and they remove him as a government leader for doing it. I think, wow,
it's
you guys...
Almost,
yeah, go ahead.
I was sorry. I was going to say it's almost as ridiculous as Whoopi Goldberg when she was dating Ted Danson, you know, making him up in blackface and giving him all those N-word jokes to spout. I'm not sure which is worse, to be honest.
Confusion. It just shows it's a sickness. Remember, you and I in the early days, I used to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make fun of them like that. Now I have to because this is the stuff that just drives me nuts. I don't even know. You can't make any sense out of it whatsoever. But we're going to go to a break. And we come back, I got a really good one for you. That you, I don't care who you are or how smart you are, you won't be able to explain it. Joe Mazzina, your host. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins us on the other side of the break as well. Yeah, and I'm not letting him go anywhere, okay? When we come back, I mean, there are so many crazy stories. The police in the UK are looking for a very interesting load of goods. I don't even know how to say this. I'm just going to let him say it when we come back. Joe Mazzina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Danny Gibb will be back with us in just a little bit. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump dismissed the Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump's pushback suggested negotiations have not progressed as far as he had hoped as the world's two biggest economies struggle to negotiate an end to the trade war. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything." Chicago's mayor named former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck to serve as Chicago's interim police superintendent a day after the city's top cop announced he is retiring. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Beck was the perfect choice for the job, leading the police force in the nation's third largest city. She noted that he implemented many of the same reforms in L.A. that Chicago has undertaken in recent years. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, let's just get back to it. Why waste his time? We're back, and I love having this guy on with me. We have so much fun. I love making him crazy. I'm sure he's got to, you know, be in his apartment slamming his head against the table after we have these conversations. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and fighting the good fight for Brexit. When it happens in 2088, Xander, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And actually, I live in a house, Joe, and I have a panic room that doubles up as a scream room. So, you know, it's noise-proof, so I just go in there and scream for an hour. After my show tonight, I went in there for an hour and just sat and screamed, which is why I kind of sound a little hoarse. So don't be requesting me to speak to you tonight.
I don't blame you. I mean, not just Brexit. When you look at some of this stuff happening, some the asinine stories that are going on. I love doing the crazy stuff. I don't know how you feel about it, but I love the stuff that's just so crazy. People will write me emails afterwards and say, come on, you made that up, right? I go, no, I didn't make it up. I mean, I want you to think about something here. A transgender woman froze her sperm, which that sentence doesn't make sense in any way, shape, manner, or form.
No.
No. To have her own child after the transition. Has anybody told her, him, that they will not have a uterus and that they will not be able to give birth to a child after? I'm just kind of confused here. You know what I mean?
It just becomes so. I mean, at what point do we slap these people and say, get real? Because here's the thing. You know, that sperm that this person, and I'm choosing my words wisely so as not to offend or get kicked off the airways, you know, that they're freezing their sperm to have a baby, which they will have to do via, surrogacy, What are they then going to say and say, ooh, look, I'm a trans woman and I gave birth to a baby. It's kind of odd, to say the least. Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that the simple fact of how the reproductive system works, they don't even have a grasp on it. It's this pie in the sky thought that, ooh, I could do this and be the first person for this, or I could do that and I'd still be able. No, you can't. They don't implant the uterus. I mean, come on. Wake up. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, all this, even, you know, back in the, whenever it was in the early noughties, when there was all that sensationalism about the pregnant man. I mean, that was a woman who had reassignment surgery, but kept their reproductive system and was calling themselves the pregnant man. I mean, you know, he's a nice guy. You know, I've met him, but a man has never given birth to a baby. Yep. And never will, because they don't have the right equipment.
I said, listen.
That simple.
I said that when those pictures were floating around, man gives birth. You can't give birth. It's impossible. You know? But anyway, she goes on to say, I want to settle in a relationship, but I proved that I can do this all on my own. You know, psychologists have been saying for years that society, because they don't embrace and or encourage traditional type of marriage, had now made it so single women are the thing, if you would. It's okay. It's very normal. Now, look, I grew up with a single mom for a while, but it wasn't easy. It's not okay. It's not the norm. You know, God has made it so two people in the home bringing up the child, right? And she goes on to say, there's nothing stopping me bringing up a child on my own. My mom brought me up on her own, so I'll do just fine. I mean, I'm a strong, independent woman. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was born to be a strong, independent woman and mother.
So the word trans doesn't slip in there? Because, you know, this is what I always take umbrage with. When, you know, fair enough, if you were born in one sex and want to be the other, go and do it and become that and shut up. But when you're still calling yourself, when you're saying I'm a trans man or a trans woman, and you want to politicize that change, then I don't want to buy the T-shirt or the book. Good luck to you, but don't expect me to subscribe to that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm very confused, not by the terminology, because you can get past the terminology, but when you see the essence or the content of the story, that's what's confusing. It's almost like there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no logic behind it. It's whatever spews off my mouth or spews over my tongue is what is true and real.
Yeah, you know? But you know, Joe, that liberals will be sitting there going, oh, that is so lovely.
Yes.
That is so
What a hero. Lovely. How strong of you.
And no one's going to stop me from doing that. Well, what about CCF? You know, I'm sure that they're going to have something to say about that.
Yeah, these kind of stories I get a giggle out of, and not in a mean way. I mean, people have to realize that we're not making fun of these people. I'm making fun of the contextual idea that you're going to somehow freeze the sperm you have now, go through an operation, and I don't know. Maybe I'm not up on these things. Have we had these trans people give birth? Actually. Have a uterus implanted and give birth? I didn't think so. I mean, I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I didn't think so.
No. It's not even technically possible, you know.
Right.
From what I know of that procedure, if you're going from being a man to being a woman, I'm being tactful with my choice of words, you're left with something, but not something that is functional in that way.
Yes.
Didn't I do well with that?
You did. You did very well with that. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the kids can remain in the room. All right. Well, speaking of crazy stuff, my other one, I think this is from your part of the world. Actually, I'm sure it is. The Sun is reporting that an Instagram influencer, which I love. Do you love this new terminology now, this influencer?
You know, you could be a Twitter influencer, a Facebook influencer. These words, thank God we've gone online, because I couldn't keep buying the dictionary updates if this was it. So the Instagram influencer said that at 22 says that learning about World War II harms millennials. You know, their mental health is accosted when they have to learn about this stuff. And this kid looks like his name is Freddie Bentley. He's 22. He said that he thought the school's curriculum on devastating conflict should be cut back because it's just so intensive. It's so hard to deal with. You don't have to deal with it, you Maroney. You people died before, you know, you came along into this world, so you'd have the freedom to be able to say this and do this and be on the air. And it makes you feel bad. I'd love to meet these people's parents. Sorry.
Wait, did this guy not go to a school where they had a safe space? I mean, what were his parents thinking of? First of all, not sending him to a school that had a safe space.
You know, this guy, I guess he was on a show called Good Morning Britain. He said, it was a hard situation. World War II was hard. You know, I remember thinking as a child, oh my God, this is just so intense. I don't know how to deal with this. You don't have to deal with it. Take the lesson.
Yeah. For those of you that are wondering, Good Morning Britain is kind of akin to Wake Up Sacramento or
Good Morning America, New York, or along those lines.
You know, like that. But it's always these idiotic stories of people they get on these shows to talk about these things. Because, you know, respectfully, who gives a snot what this young snot thinks about this topic? Because I know I don't. And like you said, Instagram influencer, what does that make me? You know, someone said to me the other day, how can you refer to yourself as an international political commentator? Well, you know, I am asked on shows from all different countries to comment about political and social things, so I'm an international political commentator. What influence does this young hoodlum have that he can call himself a Instagram influencer? Are you influenced by him, Joe?
I didn't even know who he was. And looking at his face, I thought of the Backstreet Boys or something. That shows you how old I am. Anyhow, hey,
yeah.
gotta go for a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Tulare University's new homecoming court procedures, if you would. We'll talk about that in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Xander Gibbs going nowhere. He'll be with us too.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Don't you guys love horns? I love horns. Joe Bassett, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him back on. I know you tuned in to listen to him on Friday. So, hey, let's hear what he has to say. We're back at it with my buddy, Xander Gibb, joins us as he does every week. And, you know, I want to stay, we can do the deep stories, but everybody's doing that and making it. I mean, you've got to hear the crazy stuff that's going on out there that is going by at 100 miles an hour. And we don't really, what's going on with your kids in college, what they're learning, what they're seeing out there. Xander Gibb is with me like he is every week. I always appreciate the time he's with me. So, Xander, the Tulane University, they decided to make their homecoming court now gender inclusive. So there will be no more king or queen. It's now going to be homecoming royalty. So I have a suggestion based on something you said a long time ago, which is why don't they have 78, I think, or 79 different designations like they do on Facebook?
Yeah, that was wonderful because as people out there know, I am a unicorn.
There you go.
On social media, not because I am a unicorn even, but just because it is that ridiculous. I mean, why do we need that many, you know, kind of titles? Isn't it liberalizing everything again, Joe? I mean, we want everyone to feel comfortable. I mean, I want people to feel comfortable, but I'm not going to refer to you as it or, you know, something equally.
I'm with you. This stuff makes me crazy. And it's not making funny. It's not making fun of the gay or lesbian or transgender community, but it's it's homecoming king and queen. Why is that so bad? Seriously.
Well, I don't think it is. That should cover everybody. Even gay people shouldn't object to being called a queen. I mean, they don't in their own circles. But what really concerns me is that when we conform to this stuff, it is rather worrying, to say the least.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I saw a meme the other day, and it was hilarious. It was so funny, I had to share it. It said, I'm a gay man. No, I don't get offended by names. No, I don't feel marginalized. No, the world is not out to get me. No, I don't need the government to protect me. No, I don't want an apology for things that happened decades ago. No, a safe place won't be necessary because I'm not a liberal. Sorry, I had to share that.
No, it's true. It's, again, I keep saying this, and I mean it so much. It's almost like the left is out there looking to find the things that we do that they're offended by. And we sit here on a regular basis going, look, I don't care what you do. Just leave me out of it.
Yeah,
let me live my life. Right?
Exactly.
Because
do we need to know every aspect of someone's life and what they do? And I blame social media for a lot of this. Don't care what you're having for lunch. I don't care what you're doing. And you know, if you want to share it and I don't comment on it, that is just tough. Really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
don't you love those people get mad at you for not commenting on their posts?
Sure. Yeah, I have people that say to me, I sent you a video last week and you didn't respond to me. You know, and I'm sure you're the same, Joe. How many messages do you get a day with things from people? And it's nice, and I try and respond to them all, but I just, if all I did was respond to the messages, I wouldn't get anything else done.
I agree. I don't disagree at all. I look at this stuff, and it comes, you're right, it comes flying by, and some of it, forgive me for those of you listening and have sent me that ridiculous stuff, but I don't want to hear about the, you know, the colony of aliens living in the middle of Washington State, and you can prove it because you have video. I mean, Coast to Coast is on every night, sometimes for 6 hours a night. I'm sure those aren't the stories they do. They're not for me.
Yeah.
You know, be respectful. I get the biggest kick out of that stuff. But you're right. We get all that stuff all the time. And some of the stuff, you know, they're not listening to the show because they're stories I never do. Why start now?
No, for sure.
You know?
For sure.
So, the UK police, they're searching for over $1 million worth of adult toys stolen from a delivery truck. And I'm thinking,
it wasn't me.
I mean, $1 million worth of adult toys. I'm thinking, is there an underground for this stuff? Is there a black market for this? I mean,
I saw this story this week in the UK, and it was alarming, to say the least. You know, they kind of pictured some of these things. So there I am kind of Cloroxing my eyes out for the rest of the week. Because I mean, it's enough to tell us, to use the terminology, you know, adult toys. We don't need to see the pictures of them, do we? And I'm probably I'm not a prudish person, but I don't need to see that. I don't need that imprinted on my retina to be Cloroxed off. Yeah, you see, we'll get some free Clorox because I said the word three times there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But do we need to see that? Do we need to know about that?
No.
It's a funny story, but...
Oh, it's a hilarious story, okay? But I was just thinking, I did a story in the early years of doing the show. You, in saying the adult toys, you don't need to see them. There was a class being taught at one of the California colleges. Of course, it had to be California college. But so
of course.
There was one being done, and it said something like making sex toys out of common home products. And the picture of the guy to his right as he's sitting there talking to the interviewer is a Sawzall, okay? And thinking, my mind was going all over the place, right? And saying, come on, you couldn't remove that from the table. There's nothing else you could have put on that table to try to get your point across. We just go crazy with this stuff, but. Theft is theft, and I get it. I mean, this stuff was... I don't even know. I'm not going to be able to get off this story for a week. You know that, right?
And if you are in the United Kingdom, please be on the lookout. If anyone tries to sell you any reduced-price adult novelties, then inform your local
police. There you go. There's a guy in the street selling blank.
Yeah. You can't even begin to lift.
No.
Can't even begin to lift any of these items. I actually looked at the article and because it, I don't know it. Just a list of things that were stolen. Where do you put that kind of, I mean, where would you store that amount of stuff?
Can you imagine?
I changed that very quickly, notice.
Can you imagine? Walking up to a guy on the you're killing me here. Walking up to a guy on the street and he's got this big overcoat on, okay? And he opens it up, and although he's fully clothed, the stuff hanging
he
on both sides.
His raincoat and says, "You want to buy some adult novelty?"
Oh God!
I'd be like, "No, thank you. I'll pass. You know, I'm on my way to Marks and Spencer. Thank you."
So one last thing about Live Crazy Logic. In Las Vegas, they passed a homeless camping ban. I'm sorry. They've had it. They've been trying to deal with this for almost 10 years now. And the libs are going crazy because you're throwing people off of their homes or out of their homes or whatever. And basically what they're saying is, look, we have facilities for these people. We have, homeless shelters with 2,000 beds. One of them is 5,500 beds. We can accommodate. So here's the deal. The way the law was written, as long as there's an opening at those places, as long as there's beds available for them, it will be illegal for them to be sleeping on the streets. That simple. All right? And the libs are going nuts. And I'm thinking to myself, are you people really that dull? You know, they're providing them a place that's warm or cool, depending on the time of the year. They have shelter from the rain. They'll have, you know, nice places to lay in and not the flea-infested beds and or camping that's all over the sidewalks in Vegas.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not saying this to be mean, but some people who are homeless prefer to be homeless. I mean, not that I know how you could when it's, you know, -5, but...
Right. Well, let me see. Here's the other part that got me mad. First was, the bill's going to hurt. They say the bill will hurt groups like veterans. Why? Why aren't we helping veterans to begin with? Why aren't we getting them off the street, getting them the medical help they need, whatever it is the help they need? The one I love they harp on is the LGBTQ youth, okay? And I'm saying, why do you single those two groups out? We can do a lot for the veterans, and I am sure we have programs to help the LGBTQ youth people.
Try saying that when you've had a...
There's 26 letters to some of these.
Yeah.
I'm not doing them all.
The ever-extending acronym. LGBTQUABCDEFG.
Yeah. Just say the alphabet, A through Z.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
The Gays. Xandergift.com. The show is Friday, 2 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK, because I know you have a lot of British listeners to your show, Joe. And I will be here every Friday on the real side with Joe Messina.
I hope so. All right, Xander, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Joe Messina, your host. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour, really. A lot of crazy stories. Don't go far. College campus crazies.
stuff you won't hear anywhere else. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few.